This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive bridge collapsed on Tuesday in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, after a powerless cargo ship rammed into a support column. Six people are missing as U.S. President Joe Biden pledges help from the federal government. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president notes he's been over the Key Bridge many times during travels to and from Delaware, and it will be rebuilt.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
He's also prioritizing reopening Baltimore's port, a major shipping hub.
This is going to take some time.
But says the government will not leave the people of Baltimore until the job is done.
Like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A senior Israeli official said on Tuesday Israel has recalled its negotiators from Doha after deeming mediated talks on a Gaza truce at a dead end due to demands by Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group. The official accused Hamas's Gaza leader of sabotaging the diplomacy as part of a wider effort to inflame this war over Ramadan. A United Nations expert told the global body's Human Rights Council on Tuesday she believed Israel's military campaign in Gaza since October 7th amounted to genocide and called on countries to immediately impose sanctions and an arms embargo.
I find that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating the commission of the crime of genocide against Palestinians as a group in Gaza has been met.
Israel, which did not attend the session, rejected her findings. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva said the use of the word genocide